GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk meeting with congressional Republicans last night. After word comes, the IRS is planning to cut half of its workforce and the Department of Veterans Affairs cutting over 70,000 employees. Today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. Rough weather causing damage in spots around the country.
At least three people killed and six injured after strong storms swept through Mississippi. Meanwhile, in Iowa, whiteout conditions and zero visibility have stranded drivers, cars, and trucks scattered across highways. Plows digging vehicles out of the snow as authorities urge people to stay home.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, North Carolina, hit him with a tornado, 90-mile-an-hour winds, ripping apart buildings. A relatively calm night for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized with double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. At its meeting Tuesday night, the Green Bay City Council heard a presentation from the NFL in preparation for the NFL Draft 2025. John Barker is the NFL Global Head of Major Events. He said the NFL is excited and prepared for a great event.
The draft is about hope. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody's got a chance. And it's about football, and it's about fandom, and it's about community. To be able to do that celebration at the mecca of football is really special. Lambeau Field is a very, very special place.
The NFL Draft 2025 is expected to bring approximately 250,000 people to the area when it takes place at Lambeau Field in Titletown, April 24th through the 26th. Another inmate has died at Waupun Correctional Institution. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday. This is the seventh death at the prison in 2 years. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says drug smuggling continues to be an issue at the prison. Less than a year ago, former warden Randall Hepp was charged with misconduct and eight of his staff were charged with felony inmate abuse. Governor Tony Evers is pushing a $500 million prison reform plan that includes repurposing the Waupun prison, the oldest in the state, as a medium security facility with vocational training for inmates. The former Lakewood fire chief was convicted of seven counts, including identity theft, theft in a business setting, and forgery on Wednesday. 42-year-old Christopher Thompson pleaded no contest to the charges connected to the theft of over $100,000 over a three-year period from the Lakewood Fire Department Association, of which Thompson was also the treasurer. Thompson will be sentenced on May 5th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72 to 66. Next, they host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, you know, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win at Minnesota 74-67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janecki hustled but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 20 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 35, 38 Saturday. We're back to the 40s to 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hey, Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will review the Marquette University Law School polling. Also, can cod liver oil and vitamin A cure the measles? Plus, what demographic is the president losing bigly? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Very, very much fun there with Jacob Hedderscheit and Brandon Danforth from the dispensary. They've got a golf tournament coming up on the 23rd of June. We'll be talking a lot more about that and a lot of other things that's going to be taking place with them, including what they're going to be doing for the NFL draft. Well, joining us right now, Landon Jones and Adam Rotzenberg from Respect Video Productions. They are amazing. Jim and I shot a little something with them that we'll talk more about down the road, but we had a great time working with you guys. So I haven't seen your production aspect, you know, the final production type things, but man, just working with you guys that day, you know, and I've been in the business of cameras and mics and stuff for 100 years. You guys are as easy to work with as anyone I've ever seen.
Thanks.
So congratulations. Landon, you go ahead first.
Yeah,
brother.
Definitely feel the same. You guys were a vibe. That was a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that Mino and the Mayor are a vibe.
I'm co-signing.
One thing I'm not sure we want showing up on the internet, though. Me and this guy right here behind us, shooting this right now, him trying to teach me how to do a brother handshake.
Are you talking about Trail? Yeah, he's giving me the whole tutorial.
That needs to be put in the vault and never taken out.
He's like, man, what are you doing? I mean, no. Well, you don't pull away. You snap it. I came off like the whitest man in America.
I was holding the second camera for that shoot, and he's like, hold it as still as you can. And you guys were making me laugh the whole time. So like half of the footage.
That's going to be fun to see because it's something that we're doing to help promote the NFL draft.
Can you snap your fingers?
Yes.
Let me hear. Well, you can. Here's mine.
I can't.
No sound comes out.
It's like you're the guy. Okay. We just had a business on here. Your business really didn't exist years and years ago. I mean, and you're a new business helping businesses grow their business, which is what we business people love. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you offer to, you know,
where you came from. Yeah. Right. The whole thing, you know, from two guys somehow saying, hey, want to work together and put this thing together to all of a sudden successful.
I mean, you could take a business to the next level with your video.
Yeah. So I do full service creative. And I've networked with a few other creatives just to be able to offer website design, videography, photography, graphic design. And then we brought Adam in. He's the marketing director. He does all of our marketing, just getting the optics, running the campaigns, making sure everything's optimized and getting a good ROI.
And just going back one thing, we had you on about a month or so ago to talk about the Doritos commercial, which I still think was phenomenal.
Thank you.
The creativity you guys bring to the table is something that stands out.
Oh, yeah, we definitely try and separate ourselves there.
Yeah. Hey, look, and I know a little bit about marketing. And I would have bet on you had they had bets for those 25 commercials. I really was I was almost shocked. You know, I sent you a text, but that you didn't make the top three. You sure made, out of tens of thousands, you made the top 25, and you kudos for that. So I don't know who the judge was, but I'll tell you, it wasn't me.
That's a cool thing to have on your resume tape, as we used to call it.
It is. It is. So, absolutely. But who is your clientele? I mean, you're a relatively new company. What, 2 years, three, one?
The company itself is new, just going the agency route, scaling and working with other creatives. But I've been doing it freelance prior to that. So I've worked with Sony, Rock Nation, Titletown Tech.
Okay, cool. So a lot of different people. So those are the companies, and somebody that people would give me a smaller business that I could relate to.
Angelina's.
Okay, Angelina's. Oh. What? All right. So
Angelina's website design, a lot of their media, all the video you see on their website, some of the stuff you see on their socials, reels, ads. Yeah. Just a bunch of different creative.
Okay. I'm not taking anything away from Titletown Tech or Sony. I mean, those are pretty, I think they're going to be okay. I was just thinking.
after Titletown's latest thing with the Packers?
Right.
Yeah.
And how does one, why would someone go to you?
I think attention to detail, just prioritizing quality, making sure there's no shortcuts taken in terms of like what you see as the end product.
And the creative. I think that we bring like a creative concept to this that no other agencies are bringing. Like, we like to walk the line between let's do it different and actually get people's attention instead of just staying in that like cookie cutter. Yeah. What has worked, we're kind of trying to see what's going to work next.
Like that Dorito ad, that was like, wow, that, and I think people are going to remember that for a long, long time, which is another thing you want, right? I mean, you want a brand, get burn into them. But the other thing I think that you do is you bring them into a world maybe where they haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, this video stuff that you're talking about.
You got to make the magic happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this video stuff you're talking about, even with the NFL draft, we were going to send out emails. It's like, okay, come on, you guys, come and see us, and we'll get some short videos, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. We are too. Do you want to talk a little bit about what we're doing for that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure.
I was going to say I'm pretty excited after the first episode that we shot, because we came up with this idea, what, like a month ago maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
And just to see it.
I wish you'd come up with it like 3 months ago, to be honest. Yeah. A little under the gun here, but go ahead.
Yeah. And it's not like we'll do it for the next NFL draft. This is our window.
Yeah.
Well, don't say that. Maybe we will.
Yeah, maybe.
Take it on the road. But just to see it come from the ideas that we had to the production day and like how everything went and how you guys were on camera, which was amazing. It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to editing it with Landon and just seeing how it all comes together and what we're going to do next, because we might throw some axes or we might.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we got some other ideas for things
too.
Put
Mino in front of the target and let
Jim throw.
Let Jim throw a couple axes.
I got to practice.
Yeah, you practice that by aiming for my chest.
But I think what we thought we would do, and then after we met you, I'm going to bet there's going to be a few more exposures going with respect.
Yeah.
Now, when you deal with a client, like Jim and I, we're pretty much open to anything. You know, we'll have fun with it and the whole thing. When you guys meet with clients, do you try to almost get a feel from them which way you can go?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because things need to be on brand.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be off brand.
Right.
It's not going to resonate with their audience.
Do we have a brand?
No, but you got a vibe.
Oh, so, you got a vibe.
Definitely got a vibe.
We'll go the vibe.
I was thinking what I was going to come back with that. Okay. Okay, I think
we had. I don't know if we can mention the company.
So we got a timeout.
But we had a recent company that we worked with, and they wanted something really edgy. So we put some really kind of out there concepts together, and we were a little bit worried about sending off that pitch deck, and it ended up landing, and they loved it.
Wow.
So yeah, it depends on the company that you're working with, but
and companies, maybe they don't hire the creative as creative. Government doesn't. I can guarantee you that. But to go outside and. You know, I bet you sometimes those CEOs sit around and say, you know what, I like that. You know, because it is. They're going to a new space that they haven't been before. And at the end of the day, you know, you're all in this, like I said, to grow their business. And you guys open up doors that I don't even know that they knew were there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're doing that with this thing that we did with me and Johnny.
But, you know, another thing that you guys do, and again, I've been around for a while with video and everything like that, it's changed. I mean, even like I was talking to you guys, the setup is so different, how easily. I mean, your cameras. Although I got to be honest, that thing was like 40 pounds of camera you're hand holding all day, wasn't it?
I felt kind of dumb when I handed it to you, and then you said, "No, I used to work with the cameras that were like 50 pounds. Yeah. Mine was like 10 pounds, maybe. You know, it was nothing."
No, it's heavier than I thought. But handheld, everything with you guys is handheld. And back in my day, everything had to be in a tripod. It's like there couldn't be the slightest shake. There couldn't be the. But now that's the new world. The way you guys do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of documentary style stuff where people just do the run and gun handheld. Right. They don't mind like a little bit of movement.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It was fun working with you guys. It really was. And we're going to have some teasing snipnets maybe coming up here soon.
And how patient you were with us who don't know what we're doing. And I was thinking.
Did you write up my F-bombs?
No. There, case in point, right? But you know, when you read about these commercials, actors and actresses, how they always constantly have to. Take, and because they have to spit out the food. But with the old fashioned, we just drank it and made another one.
Well, Mino kept drinking the old fashions, and we had to run it back from the top.
Dana wanted practice.
Yeah, there you go.
She asked me, Mino, please drink that real quick.
Yeah, I think you all were very natural. I love how it played out. I would love to see like more radio personalities step outside and go into video, because I wonder how much talent there is in radio.
Not as much as you think.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't worry about that. I don't think there's any.
Keep moving.
Stay away from the radio
but
people.
I think,
Todd, tell them what radio people are like.
Yeah, no.
But I think that was kind of my point is that, you know, there could be a business that's doing well.
Yeah.
And to take them to another level through video and just explaining the concept. I mean, you know, if you look at the Dow Jones Industrial, how many companies are on there now that didn't exist 15 years ago, you know, probably half of them. Yeah. It's just, this is a new business. It's a new space that people can get into, and you can help that. I'm really looking forward to this. I had a lot of fun with that photo shoot. I think we're going to have fun promoting, you know, WGBW or restaurants or whatever we're going to promote through video versus
sitting here and talking about it.
Yeah. Right.
Me and Landon were having a conversation the other day where I was just driving around town, and you're looking at a lot of businesses that aren't doing the content and the socials and the video work right now. Like the industry is like a decade behind.
But my point is they want to.
Yeah. And we can come in and do it top to bottom and take care of everything. They don't need to know anything about social media and content. And we can come in and teach them and do it all for them.
I remember when we first met you were talking about distribution channels or whatever website, whatever that social media sites that we hadn't even heard of.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's so funny about that?
Hey, I've noticed that too with these guys. When I start talking about some of the older, they get like this little glimmer in their eye. Okay, Grandpa, tell us again how you had to cut wood to cook a meal and walk to school in snowshoes.
Out of respect, they don't roll their eyes, but boy, they
it's
smile.
Close. It's right there. Hey, as soon as they get in their car, they will.
Did you believe those guys?
Oh my God.
Man. How the heck?
What are we doing?
How are they surviving?
Oh.
Anyway. No, I think that's cool. You're local. You're right here in Green Bay. I mean, I know you came up from Texas, but I mean, your talent is all local right here in Green Bay. So
we're all here.
How's the talent around Green Bay when you try to hire people and things?
That's really good. There's a lot of talented people here.
Yeah.
Yeah, video, photo, graphic design, acting, singing, music. He has a studio right over on Broadway.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a music recording studio right downtown, and there's a lot of amazing artists in town. Yeah.
You know, you guys are pretty lucky. There's a lot of people that kind of try to put their toes in the water of video production, audio production, all these things. You guys are doing it and making a living at it. That ain't as easy as people think.
No, I think the businesses are lucky that you're so available. You know what I mean? That's an opportunity for them.
You guys stick around?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Quick break. Yes. Back right first. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion.
Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Warning, if you're thinking about surgery to fix your chronic joint pain, stop, because surgery can be risky, painful, and come with a lengthy recovery time. But there is an alternative, a groundbreaking therapy that revitalizes damaged tissue with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients, freeing them from pain in their knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints. Before you resort to invasive surgery, find out if you're a candidate for this advanced regenerative therapy by calling 920-520-2331. Don't let chronic pain dictate your life any longer, and don't risk surgery. Learn more about the joint pain therapy endorsed by professional athletes and available now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. To find out if you're eligible, request a free consultation from QC Kinetics. You owe it to yourself to learn more about this surgery-free alternative with no drugs and no downtime. Call QC Kinetics today, 920-520-2331.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here with the fellas, Landon and Adam from Respect. Do you still use the term video production, or what's the overall term these days? I'm dating myself again.
I usually just say content creation or multimedia agency.
Nice. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Just like Todd, you're no longer
a... John's would be film with sound.
Wow.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, can I just be honest with you, though?
Hey, what's you?
That's the Victrola.
That was actually an old term.
What's
in TV on the scripts. F/S. Film with sound.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
real funny.
The other term, VOSOT, V-O-S-O-T, voiceover.
Yeah.
Sound on tape. Boy, you actually knew some.
These guys don't. Acronyms. I just made it up. These guys.
They're like,
but today, man. But today, if you say, look, who are those guys on that you had on today? What I think John asked a good question. What is your tagline? What is your industry that you're in?
Video? And it's more than video production.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just where it begins these days. Yeah. That used to be the end all for everything in that line of work. Now that's just the beginning. Yeah.
We're an agency that a business can come to, and we can build their website. We can shoot their video content, do their photos. We'll take care of all of their social medias, their marketing, their ads. We're basically a one-stop shop where a business can come and say, hey, we want to grow, and we can make it happen.
That's what I mean. It's so much more than just the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So, what are you working on now? I mean, I know you're working. I know you're doing some stuff with some nonprofits, but I mean, Angelina's you're working on.
Yeah, Angelina. We're still working with the workshop out in Hobart. We're doing some stuff with Trail CEO.
Great.
From Atlanta, you guys met him.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And this creativity. I just want to talk a little bit about you guys as individuals.
Yeah.
I think it's. I don't want to say you're either creative or you're not, but you guys are pretty creative. And has that been your whole life, or did you were exposed to that a little bit more? I mean, you guys, if somebody would ask me, especially about you, I would say you're creative.
Oh, thank you. I think Landon is more creative than me, but
well, he did the Fritos, Doritos. I'm sorry.
Okay, no disrespect, Adam. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you were the creative one. I would say he's the creative one, and you're a little bit more of the businessman and the whole other aspects.
I'm gonna take. All of the disrespect from that.
So go ahead.
Anyway, where'd that creative land? Really, where'd the creativity? Since you're a little kid or what?
Yeah, I mean, my dad, he was always kind of like tech forwards. He always had computers and handy cams.
Oh, cool.
So we would always play with him. I don't think he liked it, but we would make music videos. We'd take the handy cam and watch MTV. And
that's awesome.
Harry, you know Harry.
Of course,
yeah, Harry Boyce,
who we've had in here.
Yeah, we would make dancing videos in the room, dancing to our favorite.
We need
song.
To see some of that.
How old was Harry when you did this?
Oh, probably like.
This was last year.
You gotta bring some of this out.
Can you bring?
I gotta ask my dad if he still has it.
We're gonna have Harry on again.
Okay,
and we're not gonna tell him.
We'll surprise him with it.
Yes,
perfect.
You gotta do that.
No, that'd be awesome to find those tapes. Cool. They're crazy.
Harry would take us out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
That's a good point, Todd.
But yeah,
we need security.
And in terms of the video production, you can do it on site.
Yes,
with the client, or you have quite the studio. Both of you.
We actually both have a studio.
Right.
We have the building at Respect where we do a lot of the video production and editing. And then I have a recording studio where we take care of a lot of the audio production on the other side of the bridge on Broadway.
And like I said before we went to the last break, I think Green Bay is fortunate to have you. I mean, if you live in, look, there's a lot of great towns, you know, I don't know, Two Rivers, but they're not, this isn't accessible, right? You know, and here, you're right here. So I hope businesses who are listening, and I don't know what you charge to come in and do a consultant thing, but it's probably worth the investment to look at moving to another level.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't charge just to talk, you know what I mean? Get like a basic consult down.
Okay, that's, so
I make a living charging for talking. Yeah. So that's the only thing I can do.
How do we get in hold touch with you guys? Who's the website, phone?
RSPKT.co. Instagram at rspkt.co. Those are the two main hubs for us right now.
What was
the website? Is rspkt.co.
okay, I got it.
No typo, it's .co, no M at the end.
I give a phone number.
Yeah, 920-321-4466.
Just in case my friends are listening. Who I had lunch with. What is it?
920-321-4246.
Phone number.
Send us a letter. Sorry. In the mail. We'll get back to you in 6 weeks.
Are you guys involved with any other draft stuff?
Oh, that's funny.
So we were actually, I was looking into hosting a show during the draft, bringing in an artist. It kind of fell apart because it's getting a little late now.
Yeah,
it's 50 days in and there were a lot of loops to jump through, but I'm sure there'll be something else that we're working on.
Do you guys
on.
Have any insight on who, because that's the big story now, is, you know, who's going to be the main on the main stage basically during the draft? You guys have any just personal feelings of what it might be?
Oh, are we talking about performances?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We want the Stones.
Who they might bring in?
We want the Stones.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones? AC/DC?
I'm going to bet country.
Yeah. That's what you know, who else do we have on yesterday?
Shaboozy, is that his name?
They're going to, look, it's people from all over the United States, 300,000-400,000 people, but they're also going to want to represent the local, and country would be, they're not going to put a polka band up there, so it's probably going to be country.
Country would be a hit.
It would be.
Yeah.
And they've done very, very well with Kenny Chesney and some other things they've had at the stadium.
Who is Shaboozy?
He's so good.
Is it a rap artist?
It's like country pop music, kind of. Is that what you consider it?
Country, I keep hearing the name, but country, it's like, who's Shaboozy?
Is it a band or is it a guy?
So he's
or a girl?
He's a country artist.
A guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's country.
African American country artist.
Okay.
Doesn't fit the typical cookie cutter for country artists.
Okay.
But
so not like a
amazing music. No.
Okay.
He's got dreads, just atypical country star.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny that we're talking about country, because the other day Landon was putting me onto some country music. I don't usually listen to it that much.
Oh, yeah.
But
Florida Georgia Line?
We were in the studio just doing
You're
our creative
fan?
Thing. And
oh, yeah. I love country.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Who do you like? Who's your favorites?
I like Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay. I do like Kane Brown, Morgan Wallen.
All the good, all the regulars.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Wow. Did you go to the Rush the other night?
No. Who was there?
Rascal Flatts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally
yeah.
just flew past me.
If somebody said, I'll give you $1,000, tell me which one's a country fan, which one's the whatever fan, I would have picked him as the country fan.
Yeah.
Being from Texas.
That's strike two, actually, I know.
Right.
He's from Wrightstown and from Texas, for God's sakes. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Loved what we did. We're going to show some clips down the road coming out. Respect multimedia platforms. You guys are the best. Really look forward to working with you guys more.
You guys are a vibe. We're looking forward to working with you, too.
What about this guy back here? You think he still wants to work with me or no?
You get the handshake, right?
920-321-4246.
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The tariffs imposed this week by President Donald Trump on Mexico and Canada will eventually affect Wisconsin businesses. Right now, they seem to be causing a lot of stress politically in Wisconsin. With that story, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are. And it's going to be hell to pay. This is not a good situation.
During a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, the Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
Do some praying, folks. This is not good for our country. Simple as that. I understand the needs to bring fairness to trading and all that. They can do that without stopping the trains. So it sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
President Donald Trump Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, which is Wisconsin's largest foreign market.
A 34-year-old homeless man living in the Green Bay area has been ordered to stand trial for the death of his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's dog in January. James Doerr faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death. An autopsy showed the victim, identified only by his initials DV, was stabbed 27 times, including 15 times to the chest. When interviewed by police, Doerr admitted to the stabbings. He will be arraigned on April 14th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 20 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 35, 38 Saturday. We're back to the 40s to 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hi, friends. It's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Marquette's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We've had some phenomenal guests today. Kayla Karius, head coach, UW Green Bay Women. They are starting their first conference tournament game tonight at the Crest Center. Kelsey O'Donnell Mothy, Brain Center of Green Bay, third annual brain awareness event coming up Sunday at the STEM Center on the campus of UW Green Bay. Jacob Hedder, Scheit, and Brandon Danforth, the dispensary, a great place. Got a golf outing coming up. Landon Jones and Adam Rotzenberg from Respect Multimedia Productions. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a 6'7" forward from Chicago, Illinois, Ted Stefaniak. Hello, Ted.
Young up.
Hello, Ted. Hello, Ted. Ted, where are you? Ted, we know
that's odd. He's. Let me see if he's still on the line. Hang on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What'd you do to Ted?
Yeah. What did he do to us?
What did you do to Ted? I think you ticked him off. You know what about that sidewalk thing? he lives in that Schwabenland. Oh, would he have voted for you or no? Could he have voted for you?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. No, just right. The city. Just
are you sure
city.
I didn't vote for you when I was in Alloway?
I am positive.
I did it right in, I think.
Well, that didn't.
No, you know what? I wrote it in that night when we did your reelection thing. I handed it to you. I said, here, have somebody do my vote.
Yeah, I just we got a minute here. This UWGB game, women's yes. game tonight. There's still tickets available. And what a great thing to bring the family to, or your daughters, or your sons. I mean,
and again, the last time fun. You'll see an amazing right. group of seniors.
And that is, that's good.
Including our really good friend Cassie, who yep. works at the Heights.
That's really good.
Teddy.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear my great introduction for you?
I did not. I'm sure it was fabulous. Yes.
Do you want me to do it over?
Nope. No. Thanks. Just say, sure? You should have said yes, Ted, because right. then I didn't have to listen to it again. Right.
Wow. Okay, then.
How are you, Ted?
Teddy Stefaniak, the voice of many things. The voice of the Wisconsin herd, Green Bay women.
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason. Hey, tell you, the voice of reason to not get into sports play-by-play when you're 50 years old.
Now, are you kidding me? This is the most awesome jobs to be able to be at a basketball arena every night or calling a game every night is absolutely great.
I agree. Well, how many different events do you do, Ted, during the course of a year?
Right now I'm in the middle of the Wisconsin herd home and away schedule and the Green Bay Phoenix women home and away schedule.
And of course, yeah, high school football, of
we
course.
Do some, yeah, stuff with the Green Bay Packers with game day operations for cameras with a Tundra Vision. And then high school football, you and I get together every once in a while in the fall.
Every Friday night for about 12 weeks.
About 13.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. That's still one of the most fun things in the world, though. No question
it
about
sure
it.
It sure is.
It really and truly sure. is. And I got to be honest with you, Ted, all football season, everywhere I go, somebody's like, who do you got this week, Mino? Hey, that was a good game the other night. I mean, they follow that. They like high school football around here.
Yeah. We're working on the schedule for 2025 already and trying to pick out the best potential games. It's always fun to try to pick out games in the fall, what high school kids are going to be doing in about 8 months here. So yeah. try to figure that out.
Yeah. And then have people tell you, why did you pick that game, Teddy?
Because Mino told me to. Mino signed off on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be like, oh, okay. But for the here and now, how are you guys doing?
Wisconsin herd?
Yeah, how's the herd doing?
Yeah, the Wisconsin herd, they're on a 3-game win streak right now. They just played. They're on the West Coast right now. So we had a 9 p.m. tip last night against the Santa Cruz Warriors. Fell behind by 11 in the first quarter in that one. Came back, won by 18.
Wow.
So they're on a 3-game win streak. They play at Santa Cruz again tomorrow night, Friday night at 9 o'clock. You can see that on WACY TV 32. But their next homestand coming up on March 14th, 3-game homestand. There's only 9 games left in the regular season. Jeez. These guys are fighting to get into the playoffs, and we'll see if they can put a win streak together and make a run here.
What days do they play in Oshkosh next week, Ted? Do you have it offhand?
It is March 14th is when it starts.
Okay.
I think it's the 14th, 18th, and 20th.
Is that when we're in Oshkosh, Dad? I'm sorry, the week before?
We're on the 13th. They play the 14th.
Got it. Okay, because we'll pump those games in when we're in Oshkosh, Ted, doing our show from WISS right just down the block from the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. I mean, we've had some great crowds at Oshkosh Arena lately, and we want to keep that energy going. The guys are really feeding off of it. You know, Saturday they play the Raptors 905, which is the Toronto Raptors NBA G League affiliate, and the Herd were down by 19 in that one and came back to win. So we've had some really exciting games.
Wow.
And, you know, you see guys like Henry Ellenson. You remember Henry?
Oh, of course, from Marquette.
He spent 1 year at Marquette, the Rice Lake native. He's been our most consistent player all season long. 28 points, 18 rebounds last night against the Golden State Warriors G League affiliate.
Boy, he's right on that precipice of being an NBA player, huh? I'm a regular spot on a bench.
We talk about it every game. You see these guys getting opportunities, being converted into NBA standard contracts. Henry is just one of those guys. We're just waiting. You're so excited for an opportunity for a guy like that to be able to get to the NBA. But you also lose a guy like that. So it's always a bittersweet, but of course, always want to see these guys get to their dream. And of course, for Henry getting back to the NBA.
Well, and that's good for your team. I mean, people, you know, they take a lot of pride, and that's our guy.
Yeah.
So,
just like with the Timber Rattlers
right,
or somebody.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a good example. Yeah. So anyway, what else do you coach? Calling?
Oh, gosh.
Green Bay Women Phoenix Basketball.
Houston, that's nice.
You know, they've had a pretty good season, too. I don't know if you followed that.
A little bit.
Just a little.
We had Kayla on this morning.
19-game win streak. Horizon League regular season champs. They play tonight at the Crest Center at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
In the first round, or actually the quarterfinal round of the Horizon League tournament. So if they can beat Oakland tonight, who they beat already twice this season, if they can win again tonight, they go to the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament in Indianapolis next week. So, you know, that is such an exciting team over there with the Green Bay Women. Kayla Karius is just doing an outstanding job. Seven seniors, though. It's been a special season. I hope it can continue for them, and I hope they've got so many more special memories coming up.
Yeah, she was on our program earlier this morning, and she you never take anything for granted, but it sure seems like they're going to be okay tonight. I mean, first seed and 10th. And
I'm not going to say that. I don't mean that in disrespect, but when Tony Bennett's team, you know, number one seed got defeated by 16, and there's some other tournament basketball is a different breed because all these girls or man, whoever at the time, when they're going into a game where it's like, this might be the last time I ever play, you know, big time basketball. You can play rec leagues till you're 90 or whatever, but this might be my last hurrah. You know, there's a little something extra for those teams, aren't there, Ted?
Without a doubt. I mean, it's do or die right now. Whether you're the one seed or in this case with Oakland being the 10th seed, they're coming off an upset win on Tuesday in the first round. And, you know, they got a little momentum. They snapped an 8-game losing streak to win on Tuesday to keep their season alive. So they're looking for another opportunity to keep their season alive. And same thing with Green Bay. Even though you're the one seed, you won the regular season tournament or regular season crown. It all comes down to tonight. If you don't win, you're not advancing to Indianapolis.
No. Hey, Ted, got to talk a little bit about St. Norbert basketball. Gary Gresh, what a great job they've done. They had a big win this past weekend. They're going to the NCAAs.
Yeah, Gary's been there for so long. He's done such a great job. So consistent.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you know Gary. You know, for folks that don't know Gary outside of basketball, just he and his family, just great people. So great for our community. And he's done such a wonderful job. We always wish him the best of luck.
And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about somebody that can get after it. I mean, Gary is one of the most low-key, nice guys in the world. But I'll tell you what, you go to some of his practice or different, Gary will get at it like you won't believe. I mean, not in a really bad way, but I mean, he goes after it.
Well, I mean, these defensive coaches.
Yeah.
You know, be it Gary or, you know, the Wisconsin Herd, Vannoy Udrey is their head coach, who was a two-time NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs, a defensive head coach. I mean, when you watch these games, it starts with the defense. I know everyone is so focused on the offense, but if you can't play good defense at these higher levels, whether it's college, the St. Norbert, or in the NBA G League, you're just not going to get it done. So guys like Gary and Vano, I mean, that's where they have success.
Yeah, I'm so happy for him.
You know, we talk about the hurt, and that's so close. I mean, you know, we're listening to in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. That is such a short distance from Green Bay to Oshkosh to get down there, easy parking.
It's a great event.
And that's just talk a little bit more about the ambiance of that place, because you're winning, which I think most of us like.
But the overall experience.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you've never been to Oshkosh Arena, I encourage you to go down there to catch a game, or, you know, the new venue managers are really doing a nice job of, they've turned things around down there. They're bringing in more shows, more acts. More events. Please go check out that venue. It's a tremendous asset to the Oshkosh community, to Northeast Wisconsin, to be able to have an NBA G League team there. When we've got a nice full house, and it doesn't even have to be a full house. If there's a crowd that's into it, I mean, that place gets loud. It gets rocking. The Herd do such a good job entertaining fans in between timeouts and at halftime. We see high school bands come in, dance teams. They do skits with their mascot Pointer. It's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining. And I would say, you know, grab the kids, grab the grandkids, get on down, check out a game at Oshkosh Arena.
Hey, Ted, have you seen that new show that's out? I really kind of like it. It's called Running Point. It's on Netflix. It's with Kate Hudson. Have you seen that by any chance?
I have not seen that yet.
Okay. It was written by Kurt Rambis and this other person, and Kurt Rambison, and it's based on Jeannie Buss, who took over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have heard about it. I need to watch that series. I enjoyed, what was it, Showtime?
The Lakers, that was awesome.
About the LA Lakers.
But the thing is, in one of the episodes, they brought up a guy from the league, okay? The fictitious name was the Long Beach Raccoons or something like that. And the guy's like, oh, man, he must be a scrub, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, he went and checked because he found out he was going to have to buy, all the rookies had to buy dinner for all the vets. And he was at one, and the other, it was like $35,000 was the bill. So he went to the accountant for the club. He goes, how much am I making? And this is funny. She goes, well, you're not drafted from, she goes, you're going to make $55,000. He's like, can I get a loan for like that same amount? Can I get it all advanced?
That's hilarious.
But $35,000. So, I mean, for those guys going from this league up to the NBA, that must just be when they start getting some NBA paychecks versus, you know, what they get at this level. People sometimes say, well, why is he still trying? I'll tell you why they're still trying. Because that paychecks, you have a lot more zeros on it, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there are so many different types of contracts in the NBA G League to the NBA, the two-way contracts, the 10-day contracts, the standard contracts. But yeah, as soon as you start getting connected with the two-way, 10-day, and of course the standard NBA contract, the numbers get way up there, and that's exactly what these guys are fighting for, that opportunity.
Well, Ted Stefaniak, give it to us again, Wisconsin Herd. What's coming up?
Yeah, 3-game win streak. The Herd are on the road Friday and Sunday on the West Coast, so we will televise the game on WECY TV 32 Friday night at 9 o'clock. But don't forget, 3-game homestand starts at Oshkosh Arena for the Wisconsin Herd starting March 14th. And looking forward to filling up the Oshkosh Arena. And don't forget about the Phoenix women tonight either. 7 o'clock at the Crest. I'm going to put a little plug in for them as well. They need your support as they compete in the quarterfinals of the Horizon League tournament.
Will you be broadcasting that game, Ted?
I will be. That game will be on ESPN Plus, the Phoenix women. But the Herd games, you can always find those on WACY TV 32.
Outstanding. Good work, Ted.
Well, we'll see you tonight.
Guys, really appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime. Keep it rocking, my brother.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. Right,
you too, Teddy. Thanks very much. See ya. That is the hardest working man in showbiz. Tastes funny.
No doubt.
Because he has a regular full-time job during the course of the day. Then he works 4 nights a week probably doing other stuff.
Yep.
He's all
awesome. And not only that, he's really good at it.
He is one of the smoothest, most just casual, just piece of cake.
And he brings a lot of respect to the jobs. Always wearing a suit. He just is, and he's so nice to everybody. When he's sitting down at the booth, he's a good guy.
He's almost like a Bill Jarts of sports.
Yep, there you go.
Yep. We got to send a quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.fm and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.fm and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies, and it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up, because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, Teddy Stefaniak, voice of your Wisconsin herd, and of UW women, UW Green Bay women's basketball. So, two huge events coming up, of course, tonight. The UW-Green Bay women, last appearance for those seven seniors in Green Bay, no matter what. Then, of course, Wisconsin Herd riding that three-game win streak. But top of two teams there, Teddy's doing. 19-game win streak for the women. Three-game win streak for the Herd, which is impressive, to be honest with you, in those comeback-type wins. So that's really cool. But once again, and then Gary Gresh's team, of course, in the NCAAs. So some really successful basketball in this area this year.
That's fun. And it's not that expensive yet to go.
No, I got to tell you, there's thing on the internet.
I mean, you compare it to...
Oh, no question. You're exactly right. Iron Mountain up in the UP, of course, always has great sports teams.
Yeah.
And they're playing this team the other night that's kind of gone viral. They had the lead. They're going to beat this team, Westwood, which is Ishpeming area. And kid takes a last-second shot. And what happened is exactly what happened in one of the most classic endings in NCAA, maybe the most classic ending in NCAA Final Four's history, North Carolina State against Houston. Houston had the Phi Slamma Jammas, that whole Hakeem Olajuwon, all those guys. And this was Jim Valvano's team. And time is running down. And a guy for Derek Lowe launched a shot for North Carolina State. It was an air ball. It was short. And I think Lorenzo Charles grabbed the ball before it got up and put it in at the buzzer. And that exact same thing happened at this game the other night up in the UP. And like I said, it's kind of gone viral. It's gotten so big.
Yeah. There's some exciting plays.
This time of year.
Yeah, I know. Like you said, it's a different game.
It's a different game right now. Mm-hmm. Because, again, this might be the last time I put on a basketball uniform.
You're playing for keeps.
That's such a big factor. So anything good. So when you said that about tonight, I've seen it go. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what. UW Green. I could get Ryan Borowitz and Kevin Olm, two Green Bay basketball players from years gone by, when they were, I think, sophomores. And this would be when Gary Gresh and Nordgaard and all those guys were juniors. And AGB fans out there listening that were down in Indianapolis, no, at Dayton, Ohio, for this, you'd agree. We played a team that year that we couldn't beat. You know, they say, well, we played 10 times. They would beat us 10 times out of 10. Mm-hmm. It was Xavier College in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. They were so good. It was incredible. Mm-hmm.
it wasn't even a question they were going to go to the NCAA tournament and possibly go deep in the tournament. They had like three NBA prospects on that team, okay? So we were down in Dayton, and we figured, well, we're going to have to play them. And maybe if we win, we get an NIT or something. You know, just maybe. You never know. And they were playing the home team, okay?
Who was playing the home team?
Xavier.
Oh, Xavier.
Which
okay.
was a number one seed, and I believe the home team was a number eight seed.
Okay.
They were we'd beaten them bad. There's one really good guy. They had one good ball player, but it was Vitaly Potapenko, who was actually drafted. Yeah, Russian. He was actually drafted ahead of LeBron James in the draft. So he was good. But we thought they were going to get slaughtered. And they had the kid take the ball out of
LeBron,
bounds.
I would hear this. Yeah. LeBron James, I was going to say.
No, not LeBron James. Kobe Bryant.
Okay, LeBron James has 50,000
points. 50,000 points?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. That's 15,000 more than the guy in second place, which is Kevin Durant. Isn't that amazing?
I wanted to bring that up this morning. Anyway, okay. Go ahead.
Last second, the guy, this little walk-on, is taking the ball out of bounds for Wright State. He throws a length of a court pass to this guy, and he dropped it in over those guys at the buzzer to knock off Xavier. Biggest upset I personally have ever seen with my own eyes in sports history. Biggest upset I've personally ever witnessed. It was unbelievable. So then we beat them the next night to go to the NCAA tournament. But what I'm saying here again is conference tournament-wise,
okay,
crazy, crazy things can happen.
Yeah.
So that's why when you said it's like, so get out there and support the Green Bay women tonight. Make sure they, you know, get this one, then go down to the conference tournament and try to earn their way into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Please support them tonight, folks.
And there's tickets available, and it's not that expensive, and it's great for the whole family. Like
great
Ted
environment,
said.
Great setting.
Yeah.
No, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
So this is a great time of year. I love March basketball. Just something special about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you. Really getting in your birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
This is what you spend most of your birthdays just...
watching basketball.
Right.
That's how I spend my birthdays. I'm not kidding about that. I just love that college basketball atmosphere and high school. There you go.
I called you. I talked to you on your birthday.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
What are you doing for my birthday?
I'm going to be gone.
He's taking a trip.
I'm taking a trip in your honor.
I'm leaving town.
I'm taking a cruise in your honor. So, yeah.
We should have asked Ted. Todd, we should have asked. I wonder if we could get Ted on for one more minute.
I can try.
Try for one. I just want to see if he remembers this, something he said on how he was going to deal with me in certain questions. You'll get a kick. See if you can see where he was coming from. So go ahead, Todd. We're winding down. We've had some great guests today, haven't we?
I tell you that.
Just tremendous guests.
I hope people, you know, they hear these things. They're like, oh, that's interesting. But most of the guests we have in here have something coming up that you can attend.
You know,
you can. And like I said, that Brain Center.
Sunday.
Out at GB.
Yep. GB tonight.
And
on campus.
Stop in at that dispensary. Talk to those guys.
That's right.
He must have rattled off 8 locations.
I know.
So he's all over the place.
No answer from Ted. I was going to tell you how he developed a strategy and how to get, like, at the games, when I show up for the game, he goes, hey, just got to let you know, one of our camera guys just quit and we're not going to be able to, okay? So whenever, and then in retrospect, what he does now, and I was going to say, Ted, how do you give Mino bad news that he might get upset on the day of the games? He drives me to the games. He's going about 65 miles an hour while he gives me the news. That's how he said.
Yeah.
He's like, you can jump out if you want.
Right.
But that's how he does it now. Teddy's learned how to deal with each other.
God, we should have him in, Jim, so that he can learn a few things. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm going to call him right after the show.
Well, once again, thank you, everybody. It's been a great Trucker Thursday. My man from DePier that said about your dad being a trucker and loving hearing that music. God bless him and all the truckers out there driving these roads, especially over the last few days. We're back in tomorrow morning. Thank you all so very much for being here. Go Phoenix.
Yeah.
See ya.
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend. They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a dramatic increase to close out February, weekly jobless claims have fallen back.
22,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed in the week leading up to February 22nd. In the week after that, according to the Labor Department, filings declined by an almost identical 21,000. Tomorrow we get the employment report for all of February. It's expected to show that 170,000 jobs were created last month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. We know big cuts, thousands of them, will soon be coming to the IRS or the Department of Government Affairs. Also, job cuts expected at the Department of Education soon. ABC News learning that President Trump is about to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the department. Rough weather causing damage across much of the country. Blizzards in Minnesota. Tornado in Mississippi, trees into homes in New Jersey. No updates on Pope Francis, still in the hospital, treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News. I'm Lee.